Peace, love, and light to the family. What's going on? It's the Prince Richie Moon, and we are here for another edition of the Richie Moon Show with our very special guest. I'm pretty sure that at this point, my good brother has been a guest on the Richie Moon Show more than anybody at this point. I think my good brother holds the record. He is the reason why I say that I don't do interviews anymore. I do builds. Thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? Tip the hat to the God. Ladies and gentlemen, the mad scientist, the Don, the Kebulon 44. You know what I'm saying? Let me throw some, you know what I'm saying? Oh, hold, we back in Miami. I forgot we got the soundboard back, man. We got the soundboard back, family. You know what I'm saying? Good brother, before you go into the structured water, a lot of people are asking, when does this God Body Challenge start?
So the God Body Challenge starts on August 7th.
Okay.
It starts on August 7th at 8 a.m. and then it ends on August 12th at 8 a.m.
Okay.
You see, so we'll go from August 7th. 8 a.m. to August 12th, 8 a.m. So that is equivalent to, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to go into, what we call the Lion's Gate,
right,
on A8, already physically refined. So we start our day, our startup fast, on August 7th. That's going to allow the body to maximize the experience, and also, move to a certain distance. And then rites of passage, as we, meet day for the lives. So, the God Body Challenge will start August 7th at 8 a.m. and then it'll end August 12th at 8 a.m.
I would recommend to the family as prep to get ready for the God Body Challenge, even if you've done it before. I know, I'm going to speak from what personally helps me is that leading up to the God Body Challenge, at least 3 to 4 days, I don't eat after 5. I start with the intermediate fasting, and then I lighten the loads of what I'm eating. So I'll go from, for like the first day, I might, I still eat the fruits, all that. I might eat some fries. Then the next day, I might just eat the fruits. And then the next day, just eat the fruits. And then by that time, you want to give your body the best advantage that it can. So by intermediate fasting before the actual fast, it will help your body get used to it. It won't just be like the shock, especially if you're not used to it. It'll be like equivalent to just throwing your body in like really cold water, and you're just going to be shocked, and it's going to be hard for you to complete the challenge. And we want to give you all the tools that you can so you can complete this challenge. Hence why we even started off with the coconut water, which I seen somebody in the comments say it's coconut water is better for you. There's been some good arguments to say that coconut water is better for you.
Coconut water itself, like I said, is structured. You know, the body allows electricity to take water. Mm-hmm. It basically utilize, you know, sugars and you know, amino acids to basically create like a unique crystalline structure, which is a hexagon. And that's basically what structured water is. It's a hexagonal geometry and a basic you know, resemblance of what structured water looks like is jello. Because jello is 99% water, but it still maintains its shape. So that's in essence of what structured water is. And when you structure your water, things outside of structured water can't get in it. So in essence, it creates what you call an easy layer, which means it takes the impurities that are in the body and removes it. Because whatever doesn't serve, you know, a purpose for that structured water, it naturally comes out of it. So like I said, the basic resemblance of structured water is barely 99% water, but it still maintains its shape. You know, so again, the body takes electricity and it utilizes water to create these, you know, these unique structures. It takes water, the water then allows you know, sugars and amino acids and things of that nature to build up a unique crystal structure, you know, to maintain its shape. So that way, again, when you have structured water in the body, impurities are naturally removed out. You can't enter that space where structured water is.
If somebody doesn't know how to put together piece of the chat, piece of everybody that's in here, thank you for everybody that's tapped in to this this God body build. If somebody has never structured water, how would they? I know you just broke down the science of it, but how would they literally go about doing it?
So I'm gonna give you an example. So basically, what you do with structured water. And basically the question is the structure of the water itself, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I spoke on this in the past, but basically what you want to do is, you know, you want to put your water outside the mason jar. And it's the infrared light from the sunlight that actually stimulates the water to structure itself. So it's infrared light that does it, and you want it outside at a minimum of, you know, 2 hours max. Or minimum, you know, just to allow it to be structured. But 2 hours itself is what allows it to, you know, actually, again, create that crystalline structure. And again, you want to get a mason jar, a mason glass, and that's basically how you do it. You know, it's very simple. A lot of people don't adhere to it, and in actuality, a lot of the water that you're drinking, you know, the regular H2O, actually dehydrates the body.
Yes, yes.
You know, it dehydrates the body. And, you know, we don't talk about that a lot. You know, so when we're getting like the ice mountain and the crystal geyser, we got to recognize too that we're getting it in plastic. Plastic itself, you know, contains its own impurities. But in actuality, you know, drinking that water actually removes, water from the body. So you want to make sure you're getting structured water. Because that, again, maintains the integrity, not only the electricity in the body, but once you put the structured water in the body, the structured water itself literally is a like a battery. So it's a battery, so it literally charges the body, put it in. An amazing way to structure water, like I said, is to put water in a mason glass, set it outside, and allow it to grow like to put in. And that's what structured water.
No, that's dope. So definitely, family, I mean, you know, besides just the coconut water, well, before I answer that, honestly, I go, as far as coconut water, I don't go with a specific brand. I follow what our sister Arisha says. The front is for entertainment, the back is for education. So I pick up the coconut water and I read the back of it. And the only ingredient that should be in your coconut water is coconut water. That's the brands that I go with. I don't go with specific coconut waters. I go with the brand that the only ingredient in there is coconut water. I've never structured water, so I very much look forward to adding this into my repertoire. Moving forward and with going through with the God Body Challenge. But yeah, Harmless Harvest is a good one. Harmless Harvest is a...
That's the one basically that I would promote. That's the one that I would get is, and then, you know, a lot of people live, you know, in Miami, they live on the coast. So, you know, of course you want to get, you know, if you can get the natural coconut. But outside of that, yeah, if you can't get coconut water, you just want to do water alone. Like I said, the best thing is the structured water because, again, the structured water is what allows the body to receive the electricity, you know, because, again, structured water is literally like a battery. So, yeah, coconut water it is. So that's an option for this God Body Challenge. And, again, we're doing 5 days. So, you know, it's going to be strenuous. So, you know, again, that's why, you know, the coconut water is the best thing for this.
No smoothies or juices, fam. No smoothies or juices. Coconut water, you know, we recommend structuring your water. And can you do this if you're pregnant? I personally am not a physician. I would not recommend that someone do this while they're pregnant. Kevin, what's your take on that? This may sound like a shameless plug, but I'm saying this from experience, family. You know, if you have never had... Oh, man, Kevin, you hear with us, good brother?
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
Okay. If you've never had gold water, I would highly, highly recommend tapping into some gold water. Once again, you can go to Moon's Eye View. That's my other page, and you can click the link in the bio, and it'll bring you right to the gold water page. It's not just a shameless plug. It will really help you with your God Body Challenge and help you with lucid dreams. It really, for me, I feel like it activates things in your DNA. I actually wrote an entire article about how the best comparison I can use is if you've ever seen The Last Dragon and when Leroy gets his glow, that is the feeling that the gold water gets you combined with the proper livid, because, you know, we're not dying it. And, you know, getting your sunlight, all that. You couple those things together, and you can really, you know, you can really up the ante on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Kick it up to Super Saiyan 2.
That's a fact. And just, you know, because many people know me, like, I always go scientific with it. But what I would also do, so aside from that, you know, we're talking about the benefits of structured water. We're talking about the benefits of coconut water. Mm-hmm. Now, on a metaphysical perspective, what structured water really is, again, it serves as you know, a specific geometry in reference to the hexagram. So when you're going through a fast and you're drinking structured water, the structured water has what you call hydrogen ions that move across the actual shape of the hexagon. And when you have this specific orientation taking place along this geometrical lattice in reference to hexagrams, what happens is you develop a magnetic field. So anybody who's into electrical engineering knows when you have electrical current, you develop a magnetic field. Mm-hmm. So when you have structured water in the body during the fast, the structure or the your body itself literally becomes what you call an interferometric device. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is basically when you're having those hydrogen ions across that geometrical lattice in reference to structured water, mm-hmm. that magnetic field actually taps directly into what we call space, or the space in between me and my phone. It is still an interferometry. So when we're talking about receiving downloads, you know, things of that nature during a fast, that's what's taking place, is because the plasma in the body is structured by way of you taking in coconut water, structured water, and with those hydrogen ions across that structured water, it creates a magnetic field where now the body is able to tap into different interference patterns in space, which is all information. Mm. So, you know, when we're processing information and downloads during a fast, that's what's taking place, and it's due to the structured water. Now, again, we're advocating that you take in the coconut water for that specific reason. Mm-hmm. Of course, coconut water, again, mineralizes the body, and minerals basically maintain the electrical current in the body. So, you know, when you're mineralizing it, you're adding the structured water to it. So now when your plasma is structured, you have the capacity now to receive what we call, you know, downloads and things of that nature. But it's all in reference to, again, the actual geometry of the hexagram by way of what you call hydrogen ions that are moving across that pattern that's creating a magnetic field that allows you tap directly into counter space to pull information in. So that's a key feature. Now this ties into why we're doing it on this specific day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's starting August 7th, going into the Lions Gate. So with that being said, the Lions Gate deals with, you know, Sirius, and it deals with the sun. And, you know, we're talking about portals. And, you know, when you tend to hear, you know, teachers talk about portals and things of that nature, you know, we never really get tangible with that experience. So we see something outside of ourselves that we can't participate with because we're not getting tangible information on how to utilize. I'm gonna make it very basic. So basically, during events, like when Sirius comes in alignment with the sun, during the Lionsgate, things of that nature, you know, we as a people, we as a human, and now I'm going to introduce math into it. We as a people, you are electromagnetic, of course, right? Mm-hmm. So in essence, if you look at the equation that Albert Einstein was studying, the E equals MC squared. The E equals MC squared is in reference to human energy equals mass times the speed of light. Mm-hmm. So you know this, then that means the physical body is mass, and we're moving at a specific velocity in reference to speed of light. But at the same time, we got two forces working against us. We got a force that's pushing against us, which deals with the retarded force, the opposite direction. This is holding us back. But then you got a force that is accelerating us further. The idea is to maintain the balance of these two forces. The best way to do that is to purposely, and I've spoken this before, purposely put yourself in a state of uncomfortability. Yes. Voluntarily.
Yes.
So that is how you maintain that balance between the two forces that are working with you and against you. Now, when you again allow yourself to be under a place of discomfort, that retarded force that's pushing against you, you're now pushing against it, which now qualifies you to move faster than the speed of light or the acceleration. It allows you to accelerate a lot further. So that is the idea of what you do during the portal event. So when we're doing the God Body Challenge during a Lionsgate, mm-hmm. we're voluntarily putting our body under a level of stress, which is discomfort. Mm-hmm. So now we're working against a force that is naturally pushing us the opposite direction, by way of us moving against that force, we're accelerating a lot quicker, which allows us to, you know, what we qualify as moving through the portal. We're accelerating through the portal. So that is the science in reference to portals. It's that basic. And the idea why you're under a place of discomfort is you want to do something you love to do. You want to follow your heart. You want to do something that's purposeful. Mm-hmm. So while you're fasting, you want to be outside during a landscape with your bare feet in the grass, commemorating the sun. You know, our people, we never tend to honor and commemorate the sun. Bear witness to, you know, we never really define it. We never really personify it. And this is what I do on a daily basis. This is a practice that I do personally, you know, because all of our ancestors understood that the sun itself, the sun itself is a conscious, entity.
Right.
So with that said, we notice that we don't never really commemorate or pay attention to the sun. But again, when you're under a place of discomfort during an event, which is the 8-8, you want to find something and do something you love doing or something that's purposeful. Something that's very basic and purposeful is going outside, putting your bare feet in the grass and commemorating the sun. And that alone, again, against that retarded force, and your acceleration increases. So that's the science of the E equals MC squared, what Einstein was talking about. And this is why he then got into the science of the black body radiation, because he understood that the black body is multidimensional.
I was just about to ask you that. I was going to say, with him understanding that and understand also the carbon in our skin that makes us more conducive, does that make us more, what you said, like, that makes us more susceptible to being multidimensional? The way that I see that in my head, and because I think about everything in theater and movies and being played out, I think about when in the MCU now they have like these multiverses, but in the multiverse of madness, Doctor Strange was sleepwalking, where he was basically in another universe, but he was in this universe, but he was in somebody else's body. So when you said that, I think about it's kind of like almost like this melanin, like kind of like stretching out between different universes, but there being like this one connection and everything being connected between that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my mind goes when you was breaking that down.
No, that's it. I mean, it's very simple. And so you mentioned again carbon, and you know, of course, you know, we talk about carbon a lot. That is the you know, because a lot of people get melanin and carbon. And we won't go too deep into this. I just want to touch on this real quick, but a lot of people get the carbon and melanin kind of interchangeable. They use it as an interchangeable term.
Yeah.
You know, but understanding that melanin is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. That's it. But in order for hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen to bind to create melanin, you need carbon. So carbon is the binding molecule that takes the hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, binds it together to create melanin. And then again, melanin is photovoltaic, which means now melanin has the capacity to take photons or light and convert it into bioelectricity. So again, going back to structured water, what electricity allows water to do is to take sugars and amino acids and build them into unique structures, creating structured water in the body, which means structured plasma. When you have structured plasma in the body, this then allows the body to interact with counter space by way of interferometric. It's like what you call an interferometric device. In that dealing with the science of interferometry, and that's the science in reference to being able to tap into counter space and pull information in. Naturally, that's what happens when you go on a fast, specifically again the black body, because the black body is highly electric. So you know, going and doing an event like the God Body Challenge during, you know, the Lionsgate 8-8, you're going to receive a lot of information by doing it. And like I said, doing something purposeful. Something purposeful is just staring at the sun and commemorating it, paying homage to it, you know, deifying it, personifying it, you know, giving, you know, credence to your ancestors. All of that is purposeful. And like I said, that's what's going to allow you to accelerate through the portal. And that is a tangible way of understanding, you know, how we can utilize this energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yes. We are definitely, and also during this God Body Challenge, you know, we're going the 5-day distance. I'm definitely going to be tapping in with some breath work. We're working on different chakras with, we're just breathing through this because, I mean, the art of breathing is a thing, you know. It can really help you in any situation in your life, but especially with the God Body Challenge, especially with us putting this extra pressure to create that diamond at the end of it, to get those diamond results out of it. So,
right, and go ahead.
No, I was looking at the question and said, do you work out while you fast? I do light workouts. I do very light workouts. You know, I may do like 100 push-ups, and that's it. You know, I might do some pull-ups, and that's really it for me.
Right, like light. And, you know, also to emphasize on the challenge itself, like I said, we're going to start on August 7th and August 12th. And so, you know, the idea, because, you know, a lot of people may know, you know, August 12th is Sirius, Skill of Horizon. Mm-hmm. You know, so literally, it's equivalent to us going through a rite of passage. This is why we want the family to do 5 days, because again, when you actually go through this experience, mm-hmm. get to the end, not only are you meeting Sirius at the equal horizon, mm-hmm. but you've just voluntarily put yourself under a rite of passage, which means you get ritualized experience. Mm-hmm. So by default, you're commemorating the ancestors, even if you know it or not. And again, a lot of bodies get at a higher capacity. You know, the information that's coming through around this time is going to be processed through the body. You know, so that's why, again, it's literally going through the gates, being serious on this world, and, you know, qualifying yourself, you know, as a god or goddess. But this is exactly what our ancestors would do strategically. You know, so we're literally tracing different star systems, you know, in space. And we're aligning it with something specific. Mm-hmm. So again, giving the family something to do during these events that is going to reap a reward is some of the most, you know, beneficial, you know, things we can do in a year. We never really ritualize our lifestyle. We never really do anything strategic. Everything is kind of haphazard. You know, we really put a lot of emphasis on certain dates, certain planetary planets, but you know, if I can do something to the family, take something that's ritualistic and that's beneficial for the body as well, you know, I'm going to do respect. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you're literally going through the bottom gate, going through the dates after 9th, 10th, 11th, and on the 12th, which is serious, you're the horizon. You know, that's really serious. And, you know, I'll speak on this as well. Because I received a download back in 2020 in reference to the Lionhead. Mm-hmm. And Louis Armstrong, strangely enough, has something to do with this. You know, those who know who Louis Armstrong is, he plays the trumpet. So back in 2020, you know, I was in the process of writing a book. I'm writing a book for those who don't know about Novels with Cosmos, shout out to Blue. What I'm doing is, you know, I was in the process of writing a book in 2020, and I wanted to put a word, I wanted to put trumpets. For some reason, trumpets came to mind, and I wanted to put trumpets. Mm-hmm. This was August 4th. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know the day. I didn't pay attention to it. I just knew that I was, you know, sitting there, you know, writing and trying to figure out what I could say about trumpets, because, you know, there was a part of the book that had reference to trumpets. Mm-hmm. So something popped in my mind. I said, damn, trumpets is crazy. Let me look up, Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. So I looked up Louis Armstrong, and I'm like, oh shit, damn, I forgot he plays trumpets. Mm-hmm. But the first image that I seen of him playing a trumpet was when he was playing a trumpet in front of his wife, you know, at the Kemet. Yeah. And behind him, you can see the Sphinx. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, like, this kind of confirms the download that I got for what the Lionsgate really represents. It represents sun gazing. Mm. The Lion Spirit really taps into the science of sun gazing. So, you can take it a little step further. Again, we're talking about the Lionsgate series plays a pivotal role in this. So, and I'm gonna get really specific. People may have even heard me, you know, speak about this, but you know, I gotta give it to the family the way I got it. So basically, the Lionsgate again represents Sungate, and the download that I received was basically Series B travels around Series A, and Series B has a very strong gravitational pull. So as it's moving around Series A during this Lionsgate, it's literally pulling hydrogen ions off Series A and flinging it through the solar system. The sun then captures those hydrogen ions and delivers it to us. That's one. That's what's happening during the Lionsgate. That's one feature. But the idea is to give them sunlight through the eyes. There's no coincidence why not only Louis Armstrong came into this equation, but the Sphinx. Because if you notice, the Sphinx is staring at the east, watching the sun crack at the horizon. So the Lionsgate represents sun gazing in AM. The sun is cracking the horizon. As soon as the sun cracks the horizon, what's supposed to take place is those hydrogen ions by way of Sirius comes through the eyes. Mm. Now, this is the biological part to it. When the light comes through, what happens is it stimulates what you call your thalamus reticular nucleus in the brain, your thalamus reticular nucleus. And this then is in reference to what you call pacemaker cells. Pacemaker cells are the actual nuclei that sit on the thalamus. So when this light is coming in by way of the sun, Sirius, that light then stimulates the thalamus reticular nucleus, which then triggers an electrical current in the cerebral cortex, which then is what's responsible for raising your level of consciousness. Mm. Now, if you go into Kemet, and this again, it's the download I received in 2020. If you're going,
I feel like I know where you're going with this.
if you go into Kemet, you'll notice a glyph. Now, this glyph, I mean, they got it on the walls, they got actual monuments of it. Mm. But this glyph, the monument, is a falcon. And I wish I had an image to like show the family. I'll put it up probably after the show. But it's a falcon, and it has a sun disk right on top of its head.
Yep.
Now, the sun disk represents the thalamus. And the falcon itself represents the medulla oblongata. Now, when I say basically that light stimulates the cerebral cortex to raise the consciousness, what it's doing is it's stimulating that falcon or the medulla oblongata by way of striking the thalamus, going from the 32nd vertebrae to the 33rd vertebrae, which again is what is being stimulated by way of the cerebral spinal fluid in the brain. So that is in essence of what the actual Lionsgate represents. Mm. And you know, for those, you know, who want, you know, I guess a more concise way of understanding that, on the Lionsgate, as soon as you get up in the AM, you want to go outside, just like the Sphinx, stare at the east and watch the sun crack the horizon. Allow that sunlight to come through the eyes, stimulate the thalamus, which then again triggers an electrical current in the cerebral cortex, which then raises the consciousness. And it's that simple.
Right.
So that's what the Lionsgate represents.
And then you'll be reenacting the glyphs.
No coincidence why this speaks to the lion. So, you know, again, this is a download that I got in 2020. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, though, this is what I forgot. I told you I was writing the part of the book in reference to Trumpet. You know, I'm trying to come up with something in reference to Trumpet in the book. But when I pulled up Louis Armstrong, I realized the day that I pulled him up was on the birthday, August 4th, 4 days prior to the year. Because he actually. So, you know, I knew I was right to learn, you know, just the synchronicity for the family. You know, for the baby necessary was supposed to take place during the lives and you wake it up in the day and you wanna allow that light to come through the eyes, just like the Sphinx. The Sphinx is looking through the east and watching the sun crack the horizon. Mm-hmm. What's gonna happen to you is it's gonna stimulate that part of the brain, which is gonna raise the consciousness, and this is how you receive the information that's coming by way of Sirius. Yo,
hold on, my bad. On the family saying that the audio is sounding. How do I sound, family? Can you hear him? Kebulon, say something.
Can you hear me?
Drop a fire emoji if you can hear Kebulon. They said it sounds very far away. Audio malfunctioning. I can hear the audio change. Yeah, it did seem to change a bit. It seemed like there was a random. It seemed like an echo just like came out of nowhere.
No, I do. I don't know why it does that. Can you hear me now?
I'm not gonna understand it. You just sounded funny. He sounds far away. Okay.
What's still sound like that?
Just audio change up. People were just saying that you. People were saying that you sound far away, but I mean, but people are saying it's fine now. It sounds like he's far away. It changed. Oh yeah, people are saying it's fine. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Alright, if they start doing it, then I'm gonna do something with Justin. But if it sounds good, I don't know what people miss, you know, but I can reiterate it, you know, just very make it very simple. And
yeah, people are saying that they can hear you. You just sound a bit far away.
All right, give me like 2 minutes. I'm gonna go get my earbuds, and then we gonna do it that way. So yeah, just hold around for like 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, family. So you know, the guard will be right back. Take this time to go grab you some water. You know what I'm saying? Go grab you some coconut water. Yeah, sometimes it does that. I don't know why it does that. Matter of fact, family, yeah, take this time to, you know, just go grab some water. I'm gonna go ahead and grab a light real quick. Let me answer this question. What if you don't have can jars? Can you recommend something else? Any kind of glass. You can just use any kind of glass. Mason jars are just the easiest to leave outside and structure your water, but you can put them in any kind of glass. Family, just 1 second. I'm going to see if I can get some light out here. So 1 second, family. Go grab some water. Take a big breath. We'll be right back on the Rich and Move Show. Gotta move the set real quick. Hold up, family. We still here. Got some technical difficulties. Got some light issues. We got some sound issues. But we here. We back. We back with it. One second. Hold up now. Is the God body safe for children? I don't think it. I'm gonna let Kebulon answer that. I personally do not think that the God body challenge is safe for children. I think they can do like an intermediate fast, but I don't know if I would want my child personally doing a fast with not eating anything. Personally, maybe I think. I would do a fruit fast with the child, you know what I'm saying? Get some seeded watermelon, get some seeded grapes, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would do with my child personally. I would do a fruit fast.
Alright. Can you hear me? Can you hear me back?
Yo.
Yeah, you hear me?
You're a little bit low. I can hear you. You are a little bit low. Yes, this, for everybody that's live is going to be saved. And also tomorrow, the family said they can hear you, so you're good to go. And also tomorrow, this podcast will be out. This will be turned into a podcast. It will be out wherever you listen to podcasts at 4:44. That's Eastern Standard Time. This podcast will be out at 4:44. You know what I'm talking about, family? Wherever you listen to the podcast out. Man, that sky looks beautiful. Yeah. Hold on.
Can the family hear me?
Yeah, you good. People saying that you're good. I can hear you. I don't remember exactly where you left off at, but...
Basically, like I said, I got my earbuds.
We
should be cool now, but let me know, family, if the audio goes out, because damn, no one will send a message without.
Alright, we got you.
But just to kind of reiterate what I said, you know what I mean? I was speaking about the Lions Day, the importance of it, and, what you should be doing during the Lions Day. So basically, you know, the idea is the sun gates, you know, in the eight. As soon as you wake up, sun cracks that right, you want the sun to come directly to God. And like I said, basically, Sirius traveled around Sirius A, and the gravitational pull of Sirius B, so intense that pulls hydrogen ice, Sirius A, flings it through the solar system and stuff, like, delivers information. So, that takes place. You want that to come up. And what happened was, again, the body has stopped and moved well. So, basically, it's going to stimulate the part of the brain that's balanced to deliver. And what happens to this part of the basement of the cell, that's the nuclei that's going to balance. What happens to the what it does is it stimulates electrical current by way of the cortex, which then raises the consciousness. So that is what is supposed to take place with the lion's gaze, sun gaze, and then I reference the Sphinx. There's no coincidence why the Sphinx is facing the east and why the Sphinx is a lion. The Sphinx is a lion because watching in the reference to the lion's gaze, the sun cracks the horizon, and as a matter of fact, now, an article just recently came out about the Sphinx was going to open his eyes or something like that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see anything about that. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Kemet has been in the news all since 2020. It's been in the news, the finding new tombs, Moon Knight emphasized heavy on Kemet, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, yeah, I remember, and I'm gonna have to pull that up and just qualify that, but I remember that somebody saying something about it and then I had seen it, but I never looked into it. But yeah, so basically, yeah, during the Lion's Day, like I said, you want the sun gaze, and you want to allow that light to come through and hit the eyes. And again, like I said, when you're doing this, you're ritualizing the experience of fast, so it maximizes the ability to receive the information that's coming through. And again, you're moderating the ancestors, so when you do your 5 days, you're literally walking through the gates of the Sirius, that's the highest point. You know, so, yeah, it's that, you know.
What was it at? Yeah, I like that.
You still hear me?
Yeah, I like that. Welcome to that gate for the Lion's Gate. That's good. I've never, you know, I've heard about the Lion's Gate. I've never heard it broken down so intricately, like as you just did. So I would definitely be utilizing those energies. And family, you know, like we say with the God Body Challenge, and this, you know, it's doubly emphasized with the Lion's Gate. This is a great time before to literally and figuratively plant those seeds for intentions, for ambitions and goals that you want to complete, tasks that you would like to complete, for your physical, your mental. I know I definitely will be literally planting some seeds, actually taking some seeds and planting them, and you know, speaking some things into fruition and seeing putting the necessary work for it to come out at the end of that. So yeah, it's definitely a good time to utilize that.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, again, we're gonna incorporate coconut water. You know, we're gonna allow people to you know, partake in that. You know, again, the idea is transformation. The idea is to transform during this experience. And you know, I get to people like this, this is why we are resonating with 44. You know, because we're talking about transformation, we're talking about a physical phenomenon, we're talking about, you know, actually partaking in something that is in real time. So, you know, we talked about structured water, we talked about, you know, of course structured water deals with sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's tie the cube into it with the transformation. So, you know, the idea is again to transform. And what do I mean by that in reference to sacred geometry? If you're looking at the cube is in reference to the physical body, it's in reference to, you know, the physical reality. But what is the fourth or fifth dimension aspect of a cube?
Like Metatron's cube?
A Megatron, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's a test. So, you know, it is interesting because they don't speak about it in the Bible per se, but this is what the story of Jesus really represented, because he's on the cross, taking a cube and unfolding this cross. So we represent basically the medium between the physical reality and the spiritual world. But the idea is to transform. And again, this is by way of doing certain disciplines and your personal experience.
I don't want to cut your wisdom, but I do want to cut you right there, only because that this live is going to go off in a minute and 20 seconds. So before you go, I want to leave the family off right there. So when we come back into the next one, you can go ahead and take off from right there. So family, this live is going to end in 1 minute. So we're going to go off, and then we're literally going to come right back on, family. So come right back. And this is a great time to go for a commercial for the podcast, family. What'd you say?
So we can eat the whole lemon. They said they can't hear me. They still can't hear me.
I can hear you. I just didn't hear the last thing you said. Okay, so family, can we get can you drop a one in a comment if you can hear a Kebulon?
Yeah, let me know if y'all can hear me.
I hear you. I can hear you. Okay. But can you hear Kebulon? I mean, y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear Kebulon?
Yeah, y'all, am I coming through clear? Yeah, that is good. They said we good.
We good.
Yeah, all type of tech. We're gonna work through it, family. There's just a lot going on.
Right.
You know, I'm just sweating like crazy.
Right, I'm outside, and I'm still sweating. Good God. Matter of fact, can we I think that's a great segue. You know, it's hot where you're at, it's hot where I'm at. The world is seeing an uptake in temperature. I'm gonna go ahead and give my take on it first. When I see the temperatures rising, I'm seeing it rising in places like Spain. I'm seeing it rising in places like Portugal. All throughout Europe, all throughout Australia. When I see that, I am taking the as above, so below law, and I'm putting it on a timeline. So I'm looking at it as if, like, almost said, like, this is nature's revenge for the Moors. You know what I'm saying? Like, the you know, the Earth is a living planet. I mean, is a living organism. The sun is a living thing. And it is giving, it's getting its revenge. I don't think the universe would take revenge like that. But the Earth is a living planet. So the Earth has a record of what has gone down on it. And it has seen, it's been a witness to the atrocities that certain sections of the human family have done. And I feel like it has taken its revenge in ways with scorching certain parts of the planet, you know, and it's certain people can handle that heat and it will upgrade them and they'll be comfortable with it, and certain people will be taken out. Yes, this is karmic debt on a planetary scale. That's what I got from it.
So, you know, what we're looking at, you know, we're looking at, and again, man, let me know if you can, if I'm coming through good, but, you know, what we're looking at is technology play out in real time, and you see our ancestors, they will qualify these events as supernatural, cosmic, but then they will personify it in mythology, so they would, you know, personify the sun, you know, of course, different persons or people. The students the ability to see what's actually transpiring, but not only it transpiring, but what it has to do with them as a person. So, you know, with these things taking place, this is all in reference to the position of the North Star. And you know, we spoke about this personally as well. You know, the planet itself is a crystal, you know, that's storing information. And the grid is coming online. This is by way of Earth getting closer to, you know, different star systems. So when that happens, then the electromagnetic flux between the planet and these different star systems begin to increase. And then by default, the people on the planet also become sick. So, you know, when you see certain types of things that are taking place, that is actually a response to the biological reference of the person, the people on the planet. We're talking about the specific, you know, so, you know, this would be qualified mythology as the segment. You know, right, we're talking about purification. We're talking about, and Magic Mod spoke about this, but we're talking about,
shout out to Magic Mod.
Yeah, shout out to her. We're talking about specifically, the purification process. We're talking about literally segment coming in on the 8th. So, again, in reference to Mayan, now this is putting mythology behind it, because when we put mythology behind it, now we can kind of see a different picture of what's taking place. So then I would encourage the family then to go and look up the deity of segment. What kind of principle did she present? You know, what did she represent? She represented purification. You know, so she's coming to purify the planet. And it really does matter if you're a good person, if you've been, you know, doing the work, et cetera. You know, you're going to go through the process of purification. So this is the idea of, again, the God body challenge. And, you know, it goes without saying, we're literally purifying the body.
Yes.
So we're voluntarily partaking in a cosmic script that's playing out in real time through the mythology by the characters in the school. So by putting ourselves in a place again of uncomfortability, by fasting, naturally tying ourselves to the script. So this then allows us to adhere to the segment and to utilize it for our own benefit. You see? Mm-hmm. So again, those who may not be or may be, you know, less conscious or unaware of what's taking place, they're kind of winging it to a certain extent. Before that takes place, though, the planet has to be purified, because once the planet is completely purified, that's when the original people really begin to rise up and actually take hold back the planet itself. So everybody knows, whether it's the leaders and what we call the people of the world, the solar system has to follow the dictates of whoever's sitting at the North Star. Mm-hmm. You're going to have Cepheus, the Ethiopian king, by 25th, sitting at the North Star. So these individuals, quote unquote, run the world, knows they have to now adhere to, you know, the Black Planet, per se, or the original people.
Right.
Because that is what takes place. But the purification process, you know, by way of segment, has to, come through first. And then, you know, we begin to adhere to, you know,
That is so. First off, thank family, please. Please put some round of applause in the comments for my good brother's exuberant dissertation. You know what I'm saying? An explanation of such, taking such a complex subject and break it down into intellectual digestible bites for the masses. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting, you know, you're talking about the segment energy and it purifying and it coming through, and talking about facetious coming through in 2050. And we all know the relation to how the people on this planet and the skin tone that will take by that. And you couple that with you know, the unity that is happening in the world. Don't always watch the news, family. People are uniting. You know, it's been happening since 2020. That kickstart's been happening. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is not a prediction. This is a spoiler. Before that time, Larry Hoover, you know what I'm saying? If you know, you know, in connection with facetious, will be released. Larry Hoover will be released for this time. And I feel like that's almost prophecy for him to be released in connection with that. And then you add that... I like to play with the opposites. You add the Sekhmet energy coming through to purifying, and then we are in the age of Aquarius. So that water of truth is just coming through. It's drowning everybody, and Sekhmet is just coming through. It's scorching everybody, so it's getting drowned out, and it's getting purified. And, you know, this God Body Challenge helps you ride that wave and don't be crashed under it and don't get burnt by the fire, but it helps you just ride that wave right with it. Yes, family. Can I listen, family? There is an episode of Black Magic 363 that the good brother Kebulon and Blue Pill did. Oh man, it was months ago at this point, but they did an excellent explanation of the role, of the relationship, and the role that Kanye West, Drake, and Larry Hoover play on the cosmic scale of this. So I would highly recommend that y'all go and tap into that, so you can really get the nuances of what we're just referencing and what we're just Easter egging here, because that's a whole that's a whole conversation. You know, so yes, and Ry Hayes, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely go tap into that so you can get the baseball references that we are referencing in this conversation inside of baseball.
That's a whole conversation. Again, it's just going to represent the motif of the unification of the Bloods and the Crips. Mm-hmm. And what that point is demonstrating in the cosmos is the unification of the original people on this planet in general, more specifically on this land, people who are indigenous to this land.
Yes.
So when you see the demonstration of Bloods and Crips come together, that's going to stimulate the interest of us within to think
us.
You know, let's all do it as a collective. And, you know, if we do something that's massive on the collective scale, I mean, that alone manipulates the planetary grid in and of itself, because the electromagnetic position that is coming from each body, that the God body balance, is going to manipulate what you call the ionosphere, say, the embodied Kemet as not versus. So, when you have that electromagnetic emission coming from a body that's going too fast, you manipulate the ether, and you actually create disturbance of counterspace that actually begins to shift things on the planet itself by way it's going too fast. So, the more people get into the God body challenge, you know, we can bring things into fruition like that, you know. So, it's bigger than just a fast, man. It's right. You're asking.
Right, and that counter space family, that counter space that he's speaking about. Correct me if I'm wrong. That counter space, you know, they speak on the Akashi records. You know, that counter space gives you direct access right back to the primordial orders, to potential, where everything that was ever going to happen is there, but it's just lying in potential. You know what I'm saying? It gives you that pull right back to it. So you know what I'm saying? You open yourself up to that. With the fasting, with giving your body the rest. And it's something that I want to quote Derek Grace for this, you know what I'm saying? He said, I don't trust anybody that can't do a three to seven day fast, because how can you truly know yourself if you're so consumed by the world? You know what I'm saying? And I really want to pose that as a rhetorical question to you, family, and for you to really break down and sit down with yourself and sit down, you know, with your light and your dark side, and really, how much can you really get to know yourself if you're always consumed by the world, if you're always eating, if you're always smoking, if you're always fucking, if you're always nutting, if you're always doing this, if you're always doing that? How much can you really know yourself if you're always distracted? This God Body Challenge presents an opportunity for you to really get to you, for you to know yourself on another level, and for you to connect back with the primordial waters from that interspace, that space in between space. So really tap in with us, family. We're going to be here encouraging you, doing the breath work. We're going to be tapping back in with the lives, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, come on.
Yeah, and also, too, I always encourage, you know, through each fast, you know, what I encourage the family to do is spend less time on, you know, your cell phone,
yes,
you know, part of the TV, yes, you know.
Check that out now. Oh no, you got froze on me.
No, you want to be heart. How do you cultivate the heart? Cultivate the heart, I mean.
Okay.
Because the heart is where the mitochondria is, which are the batteries of the cell, which produces the magnetic field that extends from the heart. So how do you cultivate your heart? You be studious, right? You read books during the fast, because that's going to increase your magnetic field, which is your mind.
Mm.
And I've always said, your mind is what takes you beyond this physical reality. What you maintain beyond this physical reality is your mind.
Mm.
So you want to be studious, because that's going to impact the heart by way of the magnetic field, which is going to increase the capacitance for not only for you to receive more information during the fast, but also to allow you to have a successful transition, which is a whole other conversation.
Right.
But God Body Challenge family, again, you're partaking the actual cosmic script.
I was gonna say Magic Maat just put up a post about people's guts being attacked during these next 2 weeks from alcohol. So family, be careful, family, be careful. And I'll also be tapped with the lies. I'll also be doing some grounding exercises as far as those squats and really gathering up that root and that sacral energy to further pull us along. I don't want to cut this short, but my phone is going to die and I don't have access. I have to put my phone back in a charger. Sorry, fam. I don't want to cut this short, family, but I also don't want the phone to die and then the live to be lost. So
yeah, we good. We can't end there.
We definitely gonna be back, and I plug your stuff, my good brother. Plug your stuff, my good brother. Right. I mean, I want you to believe. I want to stay on too, but I just don't want. I don't want the phone to die, and the live to be lost. But family, we're definitely gonna be tapping back in. I'm gonna be tapping in the middle of the strong, doing some breath work. So, you know, all questions will definitely be answered. If you like more of this material, wherever you listen to your podcast at, The Richie Moon Show, wherever you listen to your podcast at, tapping to me on the YouTube, The Richie Moon Show. You know what I'm saying? The Richie Moon Show _ Charger. It's inside, man. It's inside. It's hot. It's hot. It's in Miami, man. It's hot. Right. Right. You see the sacrifice that we do for y'all, family? The sacrifice that we do for y'all, family.
Yeah, man. Look, technical issues and all, sweating and all.
Right. Appreciate you, man.
We'll tap back in in a few days.
Yes, we definitely will tap back in. Peace to you, my good brother, for coming back on the Richie Moon Show, and peace to the family. We definitely will see y'all soon. Peace, love, and light.
Peace.
Thank you once again, podcast listeners, for tapping in. We're going to be back again with a follow-up for the God Body Challenge. Peace, love, and light. Remember, the value that you marry in yourself can reflect on the others. And I'll catch you down the road. Peace, love, and light.